hour to meet your employer.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Welcome to the Insanity Cast. This is Tyler Hall. With me in the studio is...
Matthew Watsess.
The date is August 2nd, 2012, and we bring to you our first ever regular installment.
It is? Not really. Fifth.
Sixth.
Well,
technically. But first normal one. For our recurring Thursday Insanity Cast.
Remember that time you said...
One day before all you guys get to see the normal movies.
Yeah, that's true. Because we've seen all the movies. But we're embargoed not to talk about...
That's true.
These upcoming, like, Total Recall.
It's tough.
We've totally seen it. It's shocking. I mean, I can't tell you. I don't even know if I can tell you it's shocking.
If you are following the website, you'll notice that one of the contributing members isn't at this podcast. Damn. He's on vacation. He'll be back with us probably maybe next week.
He's on vacation in Michigan.
Minnesota.
Where's the Mall of America?
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, that's where he's at.
Yep, that is where he's at. And we're a little bit jealous.
I've never been.
No, I've never been either.
Oh, but it's awesome. It's got a roller coaster.
We should go now.
Fine.
Okay.
This has been episode 2 of the Insanity Cast. Oh, Tyler, have you noticed we're totally official now?
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
If you download us from the website, you can find us officially on iTunes now. Just search Insanity Cast.
Number one on iTunes. Not in the number one spot. Number one in their hearts.
But yeah, we're on iTunes now, so catch us there. Catch us on the website.
Steve Jobs himself approves of the Insanity Cast.
Okay, so to start with the website, you want to give some website updates?
Yeah, now you can subscribe with your fancy iPhones to our podcast. If anybody out there is on their iPhone subscribing right now, I want to high-five you.
There probably aren't.
Hopefully one day there's at least one guy on his iPhone hitting the subscribe button.
Besides me?
And he downloads an old one. This old one.
This one?
And he realizes, I want a high five.
If you hear this, email us, because we might give you something.
Oh, yeah.
If you are listening to this very episode, email us at missionandsandy@gmail.com.
And
who knows?
If you send your address and shirt size, I will send you a free Mission for Insanity t-shirt.
Yep.
But only the first person gets one.
Yeah, only the first. Maybe two.
This website has a small budget compared to some websites.
At the moment. We're growing.
Yeah. What would you compare us to?
I would compare us to an upstart Google.
Okay. Yeah,
Or Microsoft. You know, Bill Gates, he was hardworking. He went place to place, trying to start his business.
Yeah.
But eventually it became what we will one day be.
Well, yeah, but we're more talented than Bill Gates.
Oh, well, yeah.
So we're not really working as hard as
that's
him.
That's true.
But making as much money as
him. That's true. Okay, to start with the off-topic stuff, why don't you give the website updates?
Okay, besides that we're on iTunes.
Besides that we're on iTunes.
Wait, what'd you do with your phone?
No, I just flipped it over.
Why'd you flip it over?
I know reason.
Tyler flipped over his phone right now. Not that we're recording on a phone. And we're recording on multiple devices.
Yes.
Than a phone.
The phone is the backup.
A phone
in case anybody really wants to know.
Something fails.
Okay. to go along with the website updates, we're...
Actually, if the listeners could see the fancy setup we have here. We got two laptops going.
That's true. They probably think we're pretty legit.
Yeah. We're on iTunes. Man, we're good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the Insanity Cast has been officially named the Insanity Cast. That's
true.
I could change that if I really wanted. Other than that, I've downloaded a free 30-day trial of Photoshop. So you might notice some awesome new graphics on the website. Some of you. Now, if anybody out there is way into Photoshop and they go to YouTube and they... look at some of the top Photoshop tutorials. You Photoshop aficionados might realize I'm copying off something.
But I didn't know this.
But it's totally legit. It's magic every time you make something up. Photoshop's pretty cool. Have you ever used Photoshop?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have Photoshop?
I used to. I don't know where it went.
Why don't you torrent it for me?
Okay, I'll torrent it later.
I mean, not... why?
Why don't we buy it from Adobe?
Yeah.
After the show.
With our company card.
Adobe Photoshop.
Well, it's kind of expensive for a company to buy Photoshop because they got to, like,
license it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. No telling how much we'd have to pay for Photoshop.
I don't know, but I would not mind it if Adobe...
if they sent us Photoshop...
Oh, man. If Adobe, like, sponsored our podcast...
Yeah, I would give them a shout-out. I mean, I already kind of have. No, so
maybe... We're pouring ourselves out to Adobe right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And Adobe, imagine if you paid us. We'd do a whole podcast for you.
Yep. I mean, we've already done so much for you in the past 2 minutes.
Here. In fact, we should probably move on. Okay, so website updates. There's some new graphics on there. We're on iTunes. There's a little bit of new content.
Now, the new graphics aren't even final. If you notice, I'm going to go through what's new about the graphics.
No.
There's a nice textured background. It looks kind of like leather. For you leather aficionados out there, the font is demi-gothic something? No, I have no idea what it is. But it's popular old-style font. It's like... Have you seen Helvetica, Tyler?
Yes, I have seen Helvetica.
He has not seen all of
it. No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
But it seemed like it was going places.
But fonts are quite fascinating.
Sure they are, but let's move on to National Chick-fil-A.
No, Tyler, we're not done talking about that one. I'm going to try to think of some other update that we've made to the website.
Okay, but okay, we do have a review for Jiro Dreams of Sushi on the website now by Matt Whitesides. Do you want to talk about Forsaken? You gave it 4 stars out of 5.
Oh, yeah. I talked about it last week. Guys, Tyler has left me alone. And I'll talk about Jiro myself. Jiro Dreams. Oh, my God. Oh, you get the listeners out there need to realize what's just happened. It didn't just happen. It's been happening. Tyler is eating liquid popsicles. Like, he just got a big bag of popsicles. One of those, like, tubular kinds that are kind of, like, cool and crunchy. You eat them. You don't, like, lick them. You, like, crunch them out of a straw.
Crunch them?
Yeah, they're like, they got like flaky texture.
I have no shame in that. I think they're delicious.
But, yeah, no, they are good. But he's not eating them. He's drinking them warm.
They're cold. I'm drinking them cold.
He put them in the freezer like an hour.
Yeah, they're cold.
They're at no way popsicle cold. They are just...
They're cool.
Kool-Aid right now, kind of, or something.
Okay, so to move on from popsicles...
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about... What do you want to talk about now?
Jiro Dreams of Sushi. All right. You can read the full review on the website. It's like a paragraph long. It's one of the longer reviews I've ever written, besides Catwoman, which takes cake. Yeah, it's pretty good. If you guys are at all interested in cool shots of sushi. And the fascinating life of Japanese people. You can, I recommend that movie.
It's probably not out in theaters anymore. Is it on Netflix?
Oh, it's probably in theaters somewhere.
Okay.
It's one of those indie movies.
One of those indie theaters. In our local indie theaters, no longer in.
100 years after it's But it is officially out on DVD, like, I think this week. So.
Good news. Good news for all those sushi aficionados.
Good news for Jiro. And he and raking in all the documentary money.
I don't think he cares.
That's true. He's not that kind of guy. Sushi. I mean, he's taking the money, obviously.
Okay, so I think this is the moment of the show where we move on from the website.
Well, have you done anything on the website?
No, I haven't done anything on the website lately.
Well, can you talk about what's upcoming on the website, though?
I have no idea what's upcoming on the
website. Well, Taylor is in charge of content, pretty much.
He does write the most.
I'm in charge of Photoshop.
I host this podcast. That's kind of what I do.
That's really the most important job.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, the Mall of America has its own peep store?
Whoa, that's amazing.
Call Taylor.
Oh my God.
Call Taylor to go to the peep store and pick us up some
peeps.
That's
crazy. Okay, so today is National Chick-fil-A Day.
Today isn't
this is something Matt wanted to talk about on the show.
It's on Yahoo. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
It's National Chick-fil-A Appreciation, pretty much.
According to Yahoo, Chick-fil-A has broken sales records for its Appreciation Day.
Nice. Well, I'm proud of them. Chick-fil-A is pretty delicious. I don't know how I feel about the whole
now Taylor
homophobic comments. I don't really know what to think of it.
Oh, Chick-fil-A also doesn't like homosexuals.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't really read too much on the subject, but, so we should probably steer a little bit clear of it.
I mean, they probably wouldn't like deny you food there.
No, no, I'm sure they'd take your money.
I mean, if they knew.
Yeah. They are closed on Sundays, which I get a little angry about, because that's usually the only day I drive past Chick-fil-A, it seems like.
Really? When do you drive past Chick-fil-A?
Like on my way back from like Kansas City or St. Louis to hometown Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Home of the Insanity Cast.
That's true. Wait, when do you drive? Why do you drive to St. Louis? Now, Taylor probably drives past Chick-fil-A every day. He goes to St. Louis like twice a week.
Okay, so we have the Olympics going on.
What do you give Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A?
I know Taylor gives it 5 stars.
Chick-fil-A probably get 4 stars. Solid 4. You?
I don't know. I give it 4 stars.
Okay, so 4 stars, 4 stars, and 5 stars. Cumulative of what? 4.667 stars?
We're not pussies, Taylor.
If we did stuff like that.
Yeah, if you guys have read our mission statement, you would know we don't give half stars.
Okay, so 12 minutes into the podcast, we have Olympics going on in the background.
Oh, the Olympics. Have you been watching the Olympics?
I have been. I've been trying to follow really closely.
Taylor, are there other sports besides chick sports and swimming?
Are you including water polo and swimming?
I'm including that as a chick sport.
There's basketball?
No one's... That's not on TV, though.
I don't know. Too much. The opening ceremony I thought was really good. It was Danny Boyle.
It was alright.
Well, you didn't even watch most of it.
I watched. Yeah, I did. I saw the highlights.
You saw the worst moments when there was like 2 hours of the country's walking.
I watched like an hour of it. I watched most of it.
No. You watched most of the bad parts, though. You didn't see the real opening part. Well, the part that Danny Boyle like presented.
Whose fault is that?
Yours.
Danny Boyle's.
Danny Boyle's really good. Last year, I can't remember who directed it last year, but it was like a...
China?
Yeah, but there's a...
The government?
Famous director. Famous Chinese director.
The guy who directed Old Boy?
Probably not. But both were really good. And a lot of people didn't think that it would compete, but this one I thought was really good. Really well done.
I liked the social commentary about technology and today's youth.
I think you read it in a little bit, too.
And dancing.
Yeah, a lot of shows.
I didn't really say it was a bad thing.
No, yeah. I like the Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
flying puppets and the Mary Poppins fighting them.
Oh. They handily took out Voldemort.
That's true, they did.
And it wasn't even like normal Voldemort, it was like Godzilla
Voldemort. It was giant Voldemort. Giant blown up stuff Voldemort.
Oh my god. Now, Voldemort's kind of a pansy too, if you guys have read or seen Harry Potter. I don't know what he's like in the books.
You haven't.
But in the movies, he's kind of a pansy. He doesn't even kill Harry. Spoilers. Spoilers. He doesn't kill Harry Potter.
Yes, I'm sure a lot of people, you just ruined their movie going experience.
Harry Potter kills him. And then grows old and has babies with not Hermione. Which, could you have ended Harry Potter any worse, Tyler? I can't think of one.
I actually really did want them to kill them, but I think we're getting a little bit off topic.
What? Harry Potter?
Back to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
USA's still doing pretty well. They're either tied for medal count or in second to China at the moment.
Although I hear all the real sports start tomorrow, like running.
Running starts tomorrow? Well, swimming's a pretty big sport.
Yeah. Oh,
Ryan Lochte versus Michael Phelps has been a big story.
And right now, I know who's going to win this race, but Tyler doesn't.
I don't want him to ruin it. And that's actually a big talking point, is that NBC has been showing all of their sports and all the big sports, you know, the Phelps versus Lochte races, the Misty May trainer, Kerry Walsh, volleyball. They've been showing them in primetime instead of live during the day.
Which is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but why couldn't you do both? If people want to see it live, why can't you show it live instead of showing like a seventh elimination match of...
But then there would be no obscure sports, not even close to obscure sports shown. It'd just be 24/7 swimming, running.
Well, no, you would just break to the few things Americans do want to see over here.
Yeah, but...
Just have a break from your normal showing and just show, like, the one race between them.
But say the diehard guys who want to watch, like, as much as possible, they can't...
They can see it on Oxygen, or there's, like, 8 channels showing the Olympics.
Now, does Oxygen only show chick sports as well?
I have no idea. But there's, like, 8 channels. There's, like, USA, NBC News, all those channels. No, they are not.
Right, they show... They show, like, BMX. Dude, you said that was a sport.
I don't think that's a sport this year. I don't know.
Oh, you lied to me. Maybe it is. I don't know. You lied to me, though.
Maybe it is. But I'm just saying, I don't see why they can't show it live during the day. Have a break in between whatever they're showing. You can watch it online at NBC.com.
Yeah, like people have the internet.
But that said, internet goes out all the time, and it's not nearly as reliable as... What?
What? No, continue, Tom.
It's not nearly as reliable as, say, you know, cable or... Oh, cool.
What?
It's too much time.
Eric, it relates to us almost.
But other than that, I think NBC has done a fine job with the Olympics. It's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, good commercials. High-profile commercials.
Yeah, high-profile dubstep commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much slow motion, dubstep.
Yeah, lots of sale by AWOL Nation.
What did we do before dubstep and slow motion was invented?
I didn't live.
Well, I mean, we just didn't think sports were cool. we thought sports were cool, but not these fake sports that the Olympics has.
That's true.
Like swimming. To dubstep. Oh, man. Did they? They should play music while these are... See, we're watching... Little Miss is going on in the background right now.
Oh, I guarantee this commercial
there's so much slow... We can only see slow motion, but I guarantee there's dubstep.
Yeah, guaranteed.
And I guarantee if you buy a Panasonic TV... That's not us broadcasting that. That is this commercial.
Yeah.
The Olympics supports Panasonic.
Okay, so unless you have any more off-topic news of the day, which I don't think you do.
What, do you have any more do you have any more Olympics stuff you want to
know? I think that's it for now. They'll still be going off the next podcast. It seems like
America's not doing as well as we all thought we might.
They're doing pretty well, actually.
We're doing well, but, like, everybody seems to be disappointing a little bit compared to what we, like, last time.
I don't know. Last time, China actually beat us fairly handily in gold, which...
Really?
Yeah. We beat them in total medal counts, but they beat us in a lot of goals.
Okay, Michael Phelps, not doing as well as we all thought.
Okay, I don't know if people thought Michael Phelps was going to do that well.
Okay, even Lochte.
Lochte is underperforming a little bit.
Okay, the beach volleyball girls, they're still winning, but not as handily as we all thought.
They lost one set.
The men's gymnastics, sucking.
Are they?
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
They thought they were
and the women's gymnastics is handily owning people.
Even without Sean Johnson?
Yes, even without Sean Johnson.
Tyler loves Sean Johnson.
I do love Sean Johnson.
And if he saw her, would she lift her right now? Sean Johnson is not.
Whoa.
She doesn't look like she
Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson, if you're listening to this.
I mean, please support email, Sean Johnson.
Call into the show.
Not that it matters.
What she looks like. I love you so much.
If you I suggest all listeners maybe just go out and Google Sean Johnson weight issues. I'm not going to say anything's going to come up.
And on that note.
It's just something fun.
And on that note.
It's just some homework.
And on that note.
Oh.
Are you ready to move on to movie news?
I'm trying to
think. I think you're ready to move on to movie news of the week.
Wait, we're not done with off-topic.
Yes, we
are. Are we really?
Movie news of the week.
We don't have Google Internet, Tom.
So, Killian...
But it's possible. Alright, for those of you who don't know, Kansas City are douchebags. They're 2 hours away from us. We're right in between Kansas City and St. Louis. 2 hours away is Kansas City. And they're getting Google Internet, the world's greatest internet ever created. And we're not. But Tyler, you think that it's already set up in Kansas City. How hard can it be to just travel on down the road a little bit?
I don't know.
Give us a little bit.
I don't know.
Just give us a little bit of Wi-Fi at a million gigabytes a second. And we'll just, you know, we'll accept it. Because we're a very college hip town down here. And we accept cool, hip, trendy internet stuff. But Tyler doesn't like Google, so... Well, I guess we're ready to move on to the next segment. Like, Google Fiber has their own website?
Okay, so movie news of the week. There's a few things. It's been a pretty slow week so far.
Oh my god.
What do you want to start with? You want to start with Killing Them Softly?
What? That's kind of like a showstopper.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go with Killing Them Softly.
Alright. Okay, we'll set up what's about to happen. Neither... A trailer for Killing Them Softly has been released
recently. Killing Them Softly, starring Brad Pitt, by the director who made, what was it?
Oh, it has James
Eric Bana, Chopper, starring Chopper. Eric Bana.
Oh, okay.
And director Andrew Dominik.
Dominik.
Assassination of Jesse James, Chopper.
Jesse James?
We're going to go ahead and watch this live.
We'll watch the trailer live and give you our live reactions. We can't promise a thing. Because I imagine listening to somebody watching a trailer is riveting. But we're not really going to watch it closely.
Okay, so it's rated R.
It's rated... if you are under 17, please find a parent to accompany you.
Or an adult guardian.
Yeah, if you don't have parents.
Like Batman.
Okay, there's some criminals with like a shotgun. Sawed off shotgun.
I feel like we aren't getting the full experience of this trailer.
That didn't matter.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, it looks pretty good so far. I like the style. There's like comedy. Oh, Brad Pitt's being pretty bad. This looks kind of like a. Drive? Don't say Drive.
I don't know. It looks a little bit more. A little less stylish, maybe.
Yeah, less so. Drive definitely has style. It's kind of a comedy, it looks like.
Oh, it looks like it has some humor.
Humor. It looks very humorous. See, there's been a joke in like every single scene.
There's been some humor.
That was pretty good. Oh, yeah. The Soprano is here.
Gandolfini.
John Soprano. Do you ever watch Sopranos? No. Tyler hates Sopranos. Is this indie music? The choices. Look, I don't know if I can do this. You made a mistake. And you gotta make things right. There's a man. Whoa, it's Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Though, did you know he died?
I did know that.
I thought he died like a long, long time ago, but it wasn't. I like to kill him softly. Oh, slow motion. Call up you to do something, remember? I don't take orders from you. No one takes orders from Soprano. What you gotta do, right? It's like a Batman fight. Business and relationships. Don't make me last long. I'm living in America.
In America, you're on your own. And that was the trailer for Killing Them Softly.
That looked pretty awesome.
I don't know, that looked okay.
Wait, you didn't think it was awesome?
Maybe I'll have to see it again without you narrating.
What, Tyler, we can't just have dead silence.
No, that's why I thought we should have watched it probably before the podcast.
No, I don't understand your logic there.
It looked okay.
That's going to be
didn't
a weekly
like anything
segment.
Riveting.
You can look forward
like anything
to
new.
Live trailer watching.
But I'm excited about pretty much anything Brad Pitt does.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
If he's going to retire in a couple years.
Who says that?
He said he retired at 50.
No. How old is he?
Like 46, 47.
Well, when did he say that?
He said it recently.
Yeah,
right. Here, I'll find it right now.
Tell.
He said he would retire at 50.
You know it's a crime to lie on the internet.
He will retire in 3 years when he turns 50. There we go.
Tyler. But Tyler.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Everybody, start your Brad Pitt petitions right now.
You'll find other movie news.
How much money will it cost?
Prometheus sequel. No, there's some announcements on Prometheus sequel. Targeted for 2014 or 2015. I like the first one.
I really
think the first one probably almost 4-star movie.
I really liked the first one when I first saw it. I thought it should be like 5 stars. But apparently it's not scientifically sound or sound in its own story. And it kind of makes sense. There was one podcast that asked you can completely ruin the movie if you just go through watching the movie asking why anybody's doing anything in that movie. Because their motivations seem to be completely changed halfway through the movie. Like, for instance, that one guy, I don't know, spoilers maybe, they make, like, basically the greatest discovery in the history of mankind ever will or could ever make, that they're part of aliens that brought over from them. They make this discovery, and that's exactly what they were going for. And when they discover it, they spent all their lives basically trying to discover this, and then they discover it, and they're just like, I'm sad because they don't like us for some reason. I'm not even curious what's going on this alien world. I'm just going back to my spaceship and crying because we're not bros now.
I don't think anybody would argue that that movie didn't have a lot of problems.
Now, Idris Elba is
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good in a lot of things.
Yeah,
he's good. He was supposed to be Alex Cross instead of Tyler Perry.
That would have been so much better.
What
happened?
Tyler Perry has a lot of clout. Me too. Okay, so what are you giving now then?
I guess I still give it 4. I think
4. I think it's almost a 4-star movie. It's really, visually stunning. Yeah, if you're gonna see it, go ahead and see it just for the visuals.
Oh yeah.
The story has some weak points. Michael Fassbender is pretty good in it. There's a lot of good character, like a lot of good acting in it. The story as a whole, the script just kind of fails, but it's very ambitious, and it just fails on a lot of levels, but it's still a really good movie.
Oh, Michael Fassbender is really good. I like the plot turn where he's just going to hang out.
The news was that the sequel is targeted for a 2014 or 2015 release, and Ridley Scott's still on board to direct, but screenwriter of it, Damon Lindelof, may not be returning, which, I mean, honestly, that was the weakness of the movie in the first place. So
that's true. You think that's why it's quitting, because of all their hate?
I don't know. Well, probably not.
I'm very much looking forward to this sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking forward to it as much as I was really looking forward to Prometheus.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit of a letdown. I was looking forward to that movie in a big way. Oh, my God. Look at what's going on outside.
Something's going on outside. Where?
There's a guy in a...
What?
Look, up there. He's beyond the clock tower now. Hold on. All
right, something.
Okay, he's like in a parasail thing with a... fan.
I don't see. Oh, my God. What the F? Yes. There.
Oh, there's another one. I didn't see that one.
Oh, that's the only... Oh, there's two of them. Yes. Oh, my God.
There's, like, extreme sports going on right outside, right?
No, I see them all the time out there.
Really?
Yes, I've tried to describe it to you before.
I mean, when Tony Hawk's not out there skydiving.
Okay.
Oh, and this is the perfect introduction into Skyfall.
Wait. For those who don't know what's going on, there are people in, like, helicopter chairs. Not helicopter. People with parasails sitting in a chair with a propeller on the back.
Yes.
Flying around.
Just flying around.
Just making everybody around them jealous.
But what they are not doing...
Just showing up.
...is Skyfalling. And the first full trailer for the new James Bond movie just came out this week.
Man, Tyler, you just run through these topics.
Well, that's because we are already at 30 minutes.
So?
And we haven't even gotten to the point of the podcast.
Hey, we're a very chill podcast. Whenever.
The first full trailer for the new James Bond movie...
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
...came out. It's amazing.
Is it your most anticipated movie of the year now?
Well, yeah, it was my most anticipated movie for the last year when I said it.
Oh.
You guys both chose Dark Knight Rises, and I chose this.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I am.
You were not looking forward to this more than Dark
Knight. Ask Taylor. Yeah. You can text him right now. I promise you I chose
this
movie.
Like I trust anything that guy has.
I chose this movie.
But, yeah, you just chose it to be nice.
No. Bond will almost always be my most anticipated.
Now it's my most anticipated.
Well, it should be. I don't know why.
Now, I want everybody to know, when the first Daniel Craig James Bond came out, Tyler and Taylor did nothing but hate on that movie. They thought it was good, probably, maybe. I like to think they did. But they just said, it's not James Bond. James Bond doesn't do what Daniel Craig does.
I grew up in an age of Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
And that movie was completely different. He reinvented the character in a way that I wasn't ready for.
My young self could not handle.
No, I love Pierce Brosnan. Loved him. GoldenEye is maybe my favorite Bond movie. No, he's not dead.
Pierce Brosnan, James Bond's dead now. Unless the fantasy.
And I'll admit, over the years since Casino Royale came out, I've grown to like it a lot more.
I guess. Have you guys ever seen those Power Rangers episodes where they get like all the Red Rangers together and have a coolest episode ever made. They should do that with James Bond. It'll be the greatest.
I don't know if that'd be a good movie.
It'd make infinite money.
I don't know.
It maybe not, but I would think it was the coolest thing.
No, ever. I don't think you would. You don't like anybody but Daniel Craig.
I like Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, Sean Connery would be cool if he was in it.
He's dead.
Sean Connery's dead.
Kind of.
Since when?
Nobody's seen him.
What happened?
The last time I saw him, he looked almost dead. He's not really dead.
He quit acting.
Yeah.
Who else? Is anybody else still alive that's James Bond?
I think all of them. George Lazenby, Timothy Dalton.
Oh, good. I don't really care about those people.
Roger Moore.
What about Jeremy Renner?
He's not, no.
Well, yeah, James Bond trailer's pretty good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. Yep, looks great.
All right. Any other movie news of the weeks? Of all time, really, because we got a lot to catch up on.
Well, movie news, I guess the only really thing we have left is X-Men news.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, well, getting into this podcast. This podcast, I don't know if we mentioned yet, is talking about the X-Men franchise, more specifically X-Men First Class, which came out last year.
We watched that today.
We did watch it. We watched that. We
watched half today.
Leading into that, there's actually new movie news on the project.
Is there?
There were recently some set photos showing Hugh Jackman with a new hairstyle.
And nice, beefy Hugh Jackman, shirtless.
Yep, and shaved.
Good news for the movie, because he's shirtless in at least one scene.
If you weren't a fan of his hairstyle in the previous films, his hair looks a little bit more subdued. More still in the same kind of style, but a lot shorter.
Yeah, he's still got... Like, it's not really that different. I don't know what this article is getting at.
No, it is different. It's just like sticking up kind of at the sides.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit short. It's basically the same. I don't really remember what he looks like.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fair amount different. This looks more normal.
Okay, the new hip Wolverine. Who doesn't style his hair as much.
It looks a lot more normal than this.
I guess.
No, I like this hairstyle more. I don't know if it matters very much, but this... He used to look kind of stupid. He used to look like a comic book character.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it looks fine. Did you just say Hugh Jackman looks stupid?
I said he looked a little dumb.
Man. If only he was here to see this. Hugh Jackman could never look stupid.
Hugh Jackman's a good-looking guy.
I'm actually really looking forward to the new Wolverine movie. I even like the setup, him going to Japan, fight ninjas.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. Feudal Japan, yeah. I think it should be a lot better than the last one.
Hopefully.
Last one, definitely a one-star movie if I couldn't go lower.
What? I actually... Yes. Ryan Reynolds was in that movie.
He was in that movie.
I actually kind of liked Ryan Reynolds in that movie.
He was okay.
I mean, when he got, like... turned into a deaf guy or deaf guy. Mute guy.
Deadpool?
He might be deaf. That part was sad because there was no more Ryan Reynolds talking. But other than that, it was. I liked it.
That movie was atrocious. And
the first scene, I kind of liked, where they're all a bunch of mercenary bro X-Men.
I thought it was trying way too hard.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a horrible movie.
I mean, the other ones. Well, the...
It clashes in tones
throughout. The first two were so good. The first two were
the first two X-Men?
The first X-Men was the first really good superhero movie.
That's definitely not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Name a better one. Name a better Superman. One. No one has ever seen Superman.
The first Superman movie is one of the best superhero movies of all time. Tell it's one of the best movies of all time.
We weren't born in the 50s. And, I mean, not even born in the 50s, grew up in the 50s.
The first X-Men movie is good. I don't like it that much. I think it's a 3-star movie, probably. What? X2? X2's a 5-star film. X2's great.
Tyler.
Maybe 5. Tyler. 4 or 5-star film.
I just said... Tyler.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you effing me?
No.
Because it feels like it.
What do you give X-Men?
1?
Yeah.
5 stars.
5 stars?
The greatest superhero movie ever made.
You like X2 more.
Besides X2.
Okay, I think I would go X-Men, 3 stars, X-Men 2, 4 stars, okay. Probably.
X-Men 1 gets worse as it goes on.
Definitely, that's its only downfall. Yeah.
But the first two
The first, until they go into comic book mode in that movie, it's really good. Mm-hmm. But then when it goes in comic book mode, it's just not that good of a film, I don't think.
You're not that good of a film.
I'm not that good of a film. Moving on to the X-Men news.
Tyler's been burned.
We have Bryan Singer talking about the X-Men First Class sequel.
Do we?
Yep.
What does he have to say about that?
He pretty much officially titled it X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
heard about that. Because I'm in the loop. I like that. Now, is there an X-Men that has a superpower to transport through time?
Probably, but I don't think that's the basis of it. I think it's
He seems like the best X-Men.
Okay, right going now. To Wikipedia. Days of Future Past deals with a dystopian alternative future in which mutants are incarcerated in internment camps. It mostly deals with like a lot of alternate realities and travel kind of, I think.
Fassbender's stuck in an entrapment camp. He's not going to last long there.
Why?
I mean, he's going to get out.
Oh, yeah. He'd kill everyone.
There's like no... It wouldn't even last 2 seconds.
Matthew Vaughn's back to directing it, which is awesome.
I guess we should talk... X-Men First Class is one of Tyler's favorite films.
Oh, yeah. X-Men First Class, I think, is my favorite superhero movie.
It's really good.
X-Men First Class... It has, probably number one or second favorite superhero movie.
It has such a weird style. It's hard to like. Because it's almost.
It's like 70s-ish, kind of retro vibe.
Almost like over the top. Like everybody's acting a little bit too much, but it's not like a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's like almost comically.
Acting. It's a very cool movie, I think, is what they're going for. Everything everything is trying to be cool and stylish.
It's almost like it could be a theater play when I think of it. Because, like, everything looks, not that anything looks bad about it, it's very nice visually done, but everything looks kind of like a set, like a theater set, almost like a stage.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I get, obviously, because it's in the 70s and they can't just film modern stuff, but
and I'll be honest, that was, if you remember when that movie came out, I was not thinking that was going to be good.
Really?
I thought that movie was going to be horrible.
I remember the trailers being really good.
I hated the trailers.
You didn't like the
trailers? No, I hated them.
Oh, if only somebody had the trailer loaded up right now.
Well, we're not watching another trailer on the podcast.
The trailers were really good. You don't remember that?
I hated them.
Well, look at it.
I mean, I really disliked them.
You didn't like this trailer?
No.
All right, but the, like, before he was Professor X trailer?
Nope.
And then at the end, before and then when he's like has the submarine, it kind of spoils the end scene. I mean, that's really the big action scene in that movie is the end scene.
I'll be honest though, I'm not the biggest X-Men guy in the first place, which even speaks more to this film that is my favorite superhero movie. That's how good this.
It's
was.
Your favorite superhero movie of all time?
Yeah, it's right. I would say this or the first Iron Man.
You like both those better than all the Batmans?
Yep.
Ooh, controversy. Now, I'd say it's in the top 5, 10.
Okay, run down your top 5 superhero movies.
Okay, let me think. Batman 2.
Dark Knight. Is this in any order?
Yeah.
Okay, Dark Knight is your number 1.
I guess. I'm going to say, Iron Man?
Iron Man 1, number 2.
Wait, no, X-Men 2 is above Iron Man.
X-2. Then Iron Man?
I guess then Iron Man. Then maybe Batman 3, but that seems like a weird thing to say right now, so I'm not going to say that. I guess, yeah, this is in top 5. This might be next.
Okay, yeah, I think I would put this 1A and Iron Man 1B.
What others? Are there other superhero movies?
You like Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man 2 is really good. Yeah, I'm the only real film aficionado. Everybody out there knows Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man 1 more.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 is so much better. Spider-Man 2 is like the X-Men 2 of Spider-Man's.
I don't know about that.
Now, why isn't Spider-Man in the X-Men? Oh, I guess one's Sony and one's Fox.
Yeah.
When are they going to release all these into the Avengers universe?
Once they stop making movies.
Now, I guess, to be fair, these movies are probably better for it. That they don't tie in. Because it just adds something different. Not that it would be bad, I think, if it was tied in the end. But it's good to have a different style.
So I think I would go X-Men, Iron Man, Dark Knight Rises, maybe, unless it's too soon. X2 is the top 5. Superman is probably 3.
Man, this was a good trailer, Kyle. I can't believe you didn't like this. Look at it. It's got cool music.
I don't think Captain America and Thor are anywhere near a top five.
Jaja.
Those are both average superhero movies in my mind.
Jaja. Jaja. Jaja.
But on to X-Men First Class, this movie
that's basically all they played
is
the whole movie.
Pretty amazing.
Oh, a lot of the one riff.
The score was great. The score, the main theme was great. Magneto's like soundtrack, basically.
Who did the score to First Class? I mean, it wasn't that fancy.
I mean, but it... Okay, if you were to compare like recent superhero movies like Captain America, Thor, Avengers, none of those movies had like a score where there's like a main theme that you remember.
Yeah, they kind of had more generic.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this movie actually had a style to their soundtrack.
That's true. But really, yeah, kind of like a... Well, I guess it was kind of 70s style. Like, really guitar-focused.
Yeah.
I can only remember one thing. It's cool. Jigga. This isn't going to be taken down because it's a preview. That's my... I think you can show 10 seconds of a song on anything without any copyright issues. I just made that up, kind of. But I think it's true. But yeah, X-Men First Class is pretty good.
The actors.
Oh, yeah, Michael Fassbender takes it. If he wasn't in it, I don't know how good it would be.
Oh, Magneto, he became my favorite character. And like I said, I didn't like the X-Men beforehand. I liked Magneto okay in the first few, but in this one, he really was just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other word to like. Yeah. There's no better word. Like, cool, awesome.
Yeah.
He
does all the chicks. Does all the X-Men.
He's a lot like a James Bond character, which you've heard a bunch of times about this movie, but he is.
There's only one girl in that movie he explicitly doesn't have sex with, but probably does, and it is that non-X-Men chick. The girl from Bridesmaids.
Rose Burns.
But, I mean, it's obvious. There was some sort of anger going on between them. We all know why.
Well, she was a human.
Yeah, and she was jealous of how cool Michael Fassbender was. So she tried to shoot him.
Aside from that, though, I also liked Professor X in this movie. It's just cool that he, like...
Yeah,
he was
pretty good.
It was cool to see a young Professor X have, like, not as many morals. Like, that scene where he's,
he had lots of morals.
No, well, think about, like, the scene where he's, like, trying to hook up with that girl.
Yeah, that's...
No, he's not...
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's not nearly as much of, like, a...
just because he's brainwashing
black her. And white perfect figure in this movie.
Just because he's brainwashing her into having sex with him, because he has superpowers. It's because he is telling her mind. But, I mean, that's what X-Men do. It's like... See, the X-Men is from a point of view that X-Men are... It's a good thing that there should be X-Men, that they're fighting for their rights.
Yeah, I agree.
But from the human perspective, it's pretty messed up. They should actually be killed. Like, how jealous would you be? Michael Fassbender was running around with magnetic... I would want him dead.
Oh, definitely. But you definitely shouldn't try and kill him because you're...
Well, yeah, no. That would just be stupid. But you'd be a hero if you could pull it off. I mean, but yeah. So, X-Men are the bad guys.
In some ways, yes.
I mean, they're...
In this movie, I like a lot that they, in the previous films, Magneto is explicitly the bad guy that the X-Men are trying to stop. In this movie, there's a lot of moments where you understand where he's coming from, finally. I really liked, in the beginning, like, they show Kevin Bacon, who was an amazing bad guy, by the way. We'll get back to that, I guess.
Kevin Bacon was here.
Where they show Kevin Bacon and then the Nazis torturing a young Michael Fassbender, a young Magneto. And then later on, when Magneto is about to kill a bunch of spoilers, Russian and American ships.
Spoilers.
Professor X says something along the lines of they're just following orders. And at that moment you're like, and he's like, well, I'm not listening to that anymore. And you're thinking, okay, that's understandable. He just he's heard that his whole life about the Nazis and what they did to him and his family. So you finally are getting an explanation for how he feels.
And you're getting an explanation for Nazis.
Which
is good too.
Sure.
They're very misunderstood.
Sure. No. The Insanity Cast does not condone that.
I'm not sure I've ever met a Nazi, so I have no idea.
I condone Michael Fassbender killing Nazis.
I've heard stories. But yeah, no, that was all well. Kevin Bacon was good. He was almost like a James Bond villain.
Oh, he was definitely a James Bond villain.
He was way over the top. Yep. Way outlandish.
I don't know how they figured out Kevin Bacon was perfect for that role, but he was awesome.
And I don't know what the transition was from Nazi general to hilarious supervillain, but it must have been pretty smooth.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That was left out. I guess after all the Nazis got beaten, he was just like,
yeah, he just
venture off onto his own.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't even really know if Kevin Bacon believes in Nazi stuff.
No, I highly doubt it.
He just is evil and likes doing evil stuff.
Yep.
He doesn't really believe in anything, I'm sure. We're on edge now because somebody broke in recently. Nah, actually broke in. They broke and entered.
We had a right to kill them.
They walked in. They're like, oh, sorry, we have the wrong room. Likely story. And walked out. They'll be back. They were casing the joint.
Yep, that's how I saw it.
So
that's how I saw it.
If we don't make it back, you'll know what happened. It's good we have this on record.
I thought, okay, what was the weakest part of the film?
The first class children,
I think is widely considered the weakest part. Yeah.
Not that they're bad.
A few of them are.
The bug girl.
The butterfly girl, I don't see her point in the movie.
Oh, yeah, anybody could solve the end problem if one of the X-Men had a gun.
Yeah, it seems like you're just trying to, with the bug girl, have like two flying characters for the final battle.
Yeah, and it was cool flying shots.
She shoots flaming loogies and she flies a butterfly. She's the worst.
She shoots like fireballs at all these armed soldiers who don't even try to shoot. Maybe they're just like flipping out at this like 16-year-old girl shooting.
Which is fair.
Yeah. I would still try to shoot it.
Oh, definitely. I would not. Definitely.
Be taking any of that.
She sucked. I thought most of them weren't very good, honestly. Jennifer Lawrence, I thought, acted kind of bad.
Who's that?
Mystique.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to movies like Hunger Games, where she's actually a pretty good young actress, in this movie I thought she was pretty...
Yeah, she's kind of a douche.
I thought her acting, though, was pretty just bland.
Yeah.
There wasn't much to get from it.
She was so shellfish. So shellfish.
About what?
About herself. All she cared about was how she looks.
That's true.
Clearly, Professor X has bigger problems than to make her feel better about herself.
Well, I think you see that in a lot of the mutants, though. A lot of them are just worried about like how society will accept them.
That's true. Yeah, but hers was like... She didn't care about anybody else. She just cared about herself.
Well, I mean, I kind of get where she's coming from. She just, like... She doesn't... She wishes society could see her and accept her for how she is instead of hiding all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a little annoying. You don't want to hear her rant about it for a whole movie.
Yeah, it's like, get over it.
Yeah. Especially compared to like some blue like beast guy who like
people with bigger problems.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the guy whose parents were killed by Nazis. Yeah, you're gonna rag on him about how you have the amazing superpowers, where you have to stay a supermodel instead of a blue supermodel.
But then again, I thought Kevin Bacon's henchmen for the most part sucked too. Azazel was pretty cool, but...
They were kind of funny.
Tornado guy. Cool. He has 5 stars on the website, I think.
Yeah, he does. The movie has 5 stars on the website.
Definitely, but I think we rank Tornado guy, too.
But it's because of him. No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I think...
He would get 5 stars, probably, though.
The review only talks about
him. Oh, what was her name? The...
Ice Girl was okay. Or Diamond Girl.
Emma Frost, yeah.
She was okay.
I thought she sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just, like, her acting was so weird and, like, just really...
Well, I thought everybody's acting was kind of weird.
Yeah, but hers was just straight-faced, whereas everybody else's was more acting over-the-top-ish, if not stylishly. Was just really bland.
I thought she was actually kind of interesting. I don't think she was as hot as
she thought she was.
Or everybody, the movie thought
she was. I don't know, I think she's a pretty attractive person.
I'm sure she is. But, like, how old is she, you think? She seems kind of old to be running around in a hooker outfit the entire movie. But I thought she was kind of... She was alright. I mean, her superpower was crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess not anymore.
I feel like she could have been way better than what she was. Because she seems like a pretty powerful person.
Oh, yeah. She had, like, many superpowers combined into one. She could read minds. She could turn herself invincible. She has super strength. I mean, she wasn't as good at any of it as anybody else. She was the best at diamond making. Making herself into diamonds. But,
any other weak points?
I don't think Riptide... I don't think any of his henchmen said a single word, really. Besides the girl.
Yeah, pretty much, probably. Funny. Okay, so she's 34.
Yeah. Kind of old, me doing.
She's pretty hot. Stuff.
I mean, yeah, in Photoshop.
So, yeah, that movie's 5 stars. Like I said, when it came out, I wasn't looking forward to it, really.
That's weird.
I don't know. What other movies came out along that point? Was that the same year? That was probably around the same time as Captain America and Thor, right?
It was before. It was way before Captain America.
It was before Captain America and after Thor.
After Thor? Yeah, I mean.
I feel like, yeah. Because X-Men came out in June. Thor came out a couple weeks after. Captain America came out in May, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it was way better than those. Captain America... Or Thor. Thor was good. Like, Thor, I think, is probably a 3-star movie.
This was one of the first reviews on the website. For those who have stuck with us
yes,
from the beginning.
X-Men First Class.
Back
one
when.
One of the first reviews. And I think maybe...
Back when we were clever.
You could be worried about, like, if a movie like this didn't come out, I think you'd be a lot more likely to be worried about the state of superhero movies. Because, like... For a while, they were like,
I guess
Thor and Captain America are just following like a trend. Thor, Captain America, even Amazing Spider-Man that just came out. They're just following the same trend of like superhero movies where they're just super generic and pretty much the same.
It definitely reinvigorated the faith of X-Men franchise.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought it was just turned completely into the spinoff.
Well, yeah, I feel like this is something finally different in superhero movies.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's different in the sense that it's not... going for a dark, gritty sense like Batman is, it's finally trying to do something different.
Well, it's not like Thor or any Iron Man or anything was gritty.
No, they're not, but they're also just following a generic, like, tale of, like, maybe I'm not giving them enough credit because they're just an origin story. Maybe they'll pick it up in the sequel when they won't have to tell a big backstory.
What?
In Thor and Captain America.
Oh.
But I feel like those two films... were at best 3-star movies. They were nothing different than what you've seen before.
Well, Captain America was different. Captain America was kind of the most comic booky, I think.
Captain
all the superhero movies. Not necessarily because the most crazy stuff happens in it, but the most like shot like a comic book. Like the characters.
I could see that. This isn't very comic book like. Actually, I wouldn't say X-Men First Class was that comic book.
Oh, it's very comic.
No,
The characters are super crazy.
No, it's crazy, but not in comic books. It's crazy in an over-the-top James Bond sense.
No, I've never read a comic book.
I wouldn't say this is like a comic book at all. I would say this is more like your 70s, like...
Okay, comic book
spy
probably.
James Bond movie, whereas Captain America could be more like a comic book. Like, cheesy.
This isn't really like a James Bond. Maybe like...
This is definitely like a James Bond movie.
It's still crazier than that.
No, have you seen a James Bond movie? Have you seen a Pierce Brosnan movie or a Sean Connery movie?
I guess it's like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, so James Bond was Magneto. That'd be basically this movie.
Well, it actually, James Bond movie would be less gritty.
Probably. <yeah.
laughs> Way less. There'd be no Nazis. There might be Nazis, but not serious Nazis.
But First of all, I love superhero movies so much. I'd see every single superhero movie and love almost all of them. But this one, it gives you hope that maybe they're doing something different than with a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And really, like, kind of off-doc, but how much longer do you think superhero movies are going to be super popular? It can't be that much longer, you think?
I don't know.
They pretty much made all of the superheroes.
And 10 to 15 years?
They're just going to have to start rebooting. No, I'd say less than that.
Less than that? No, because you got to give it time for them to actually get to a reboot.
Yeah, but I say once the first reboots start coming out.
Yeah, so like 10 years.
The only thing, like, all these are reboots of movies. Not all of them, but, I mean, technically all of them are reboots of some past movie. But
I don't know.
These are only exciting now because they're good and the past movies were bad. When you start rebooting actually good movies, people probably won't care as much.
Most of these Marvel ones aren't reboots.
Well, reboots in the sense that there has never been good superhero movies of these people before.
So they're not reboots. They're
reboot. Like, there's been. I'm sure there's been. There's been what? I don't know. I'm sure there's been some superhero movies before that. I don't really know. There's probably been a Captain America movie a long time
ago. I agree
with
you. When they start making, like, a reboot to Batman, and they start making a reboot to Iron Man, they start making a reboot to, hell, Captain America and Thor, it's gonna get old.
Yeah.
But I think that's a 10 years in the future.
But I say the first time they try, which I think will be
they've tried the first time already. They tried Spider-Man and it's fine.
Yeah.
I think
kinda, but that's the beginning. That's like the first one.
Yeah, and it did really well, and people still aren't fatigued from superhero movies.
But people weren't like crazy about it.
It still made a lot of money.
It made
people
a lot.
People are still really excited for Batman.
But think back to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When did? Okay, maybe a little bit more than 5 years.
I don't think we're. Yeah,
it starts
I said
declining.
10 years.
I say 5 years. It starts rapidly declining. Maybe not. They stop making superhero movies, but eventually.
I say 10 years. You'll start seeing a pretty noticeable decline.
Like superhero movies can't last forever.
No, they can't. Not at the pace they're rolling them out.
Yeah, there's got to be. What was popular in the '90s? Like gritty cop movies. What made the most money?
I don't know.
We might be skewed, because I think just Point Break and those kind of movies make the most money. We don't really know what was going on there. What made the most money in the 70s?
In the 70s?
I guess it was like all those, like, you know, James Dean.
Yeah.
That kind of movies. People with big names. Which is still what's going on now. Oh, me and Taylor were talking about this once. Tyler, do you think you would like a movie, like, if you didn't know any of the actors in it?
Hmm?
Like, we'll never probably see a movie, a big movie, where we know none of the actors in it. We don't really judge movies. Like,
I feel like that's a bigger topic.
Would you ever look? Yeah, that's true, but yeah. You probably would never actually look forward to a movie where you knew none of the actors.
I don't know. I don't think that matters. I think
like Superman. Like, what was the last movie you've seen where you didn't already know going in?
Okay, but could talk about this First Class movie. And it's not like we knew a lot about Michael Fassbender before this movie. This is actually what made us like Michael Fassbender so much. Sure, you know kind of who James McAvoy was, but it's not like he was a name that drew you into the film.
I think we did. What was Michael Fassbender's movie before this?
Inglourious Bastards? Which you can't tell me you remember.
That was his first
really.
Movie before this?
That wasn't his first movie, but that's his first big role, really.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'll agree that I go to movies to see Robert Downey Jr., but there are plenty of movies that can just draw you in without a big name.
But still, it's at least presented as he's a big name. We're looking at my best movies.
Mm-hmm.
Did that say he was in Machine Gun Preacher?
Nope.
Go back.
Nope.
Go.
He's not.
We'll go all the way up. Oh, that's Inglourious. I rented Machine Gun Preacher. The cover is kind of similar to Inglourious Basterds. So. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
But yeah, I would say.
All right. But it was an X-Men. So it's like established thing already.
Okay, what about Casino Royale when you saw that? Daniel Craig was not a big name.
Yeah, and you guys weren't excited about it.
No, I was super excited for that movie.
Well,
I just didn't like it that much, but I really, really wanted to see it.
Oh, okay. That's fair. But still.
Okay, so how are we going to finish off the show? We haven't really come up with a good way of how to finish our shows yet.
Wait, we're finishing? Do we have any other topics?
No, nope, and we're an hour in.
What were these other topics?
Those were it.
I guess. Tyler's been playing Assassin's Creed.
I have been playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Michael Fassbender's and me, Assassin's Creed.
Yep, which I think we announced in every episode of podcast so far.
Have we?
Yep.
Could not be more excited. Michael Fassbender's our favorite. Taylor doesn't like Michael Fassbender.
No, not nearly as much.
If you guys knew the origins of this website, it almost got destroyed because Taylor hates Shane. Hasn't seen it. Probably hasn't even seen the trailer. He just hates the idea of indie movies so much that it destroys him to the very core.
That's true.
It's true. Like, he hates him on principle. It makes no sense. He probably doesn't even think it makes sense. Taylor would hate somebody else who thought that.
But Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was pretty good. 4 stars, 3 stars, something like that.
Yeah.
It's way better than the first one.
Will anyone ever know what's going on in those games?
Something's happening. Yeah, I will say that. Something
stuff happens. Like, a lot of people die.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff happens.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the new latest one. Looks really one.
Good. New the, one's probably my most anticipated game. Is there any games you care about coming out this year?
No, not really. I can't think of any.
I mean, new Halo, but I don't think it's any case for it. Halo's exciting.
But yeah, that's it. No, it's anticipated. What's coming out this week for us to review next time?
Wait. Tyler just wants to roll the train for it. I reviewed Spec Ops The Line.
Yeah, Spec Ops The Line is up
now. The newest game by Nolan North. Uncharted game. It's not that good. It's alright. There's a... The big story about that game was... It's the first game... It's the first game to, like, take serious, like, writing. Like, it has a really dark story. Spoilers. No one's played Spec Ops Online. But the story is that you're Nolan North. You're going to Dubai to rescue some soldiers who got captured. And somewhere after the first act, you make a bad military call, which gets, like, thousands of civilians burned alive. And it's your fault. And from then on, you slowly go crazy, but you don't know it until the end. You obviously figure out what's going on. And he just makes worse and worse decisions, getting more and more people killed. And at the end of the game, you're the bad guy. That's the big spoiler. So, it's kind of a dark game, actually. It's pretty. There's some pretty gruesome stuff.
You didn't get a good review, though, did you?
No, the game's not very fun to play.
How was Nolan North?
Oh, he's good.
Good.
No, so he's not as comical as he should be, but... You know, the game would be alright if you didn't die so easily, which is not that the game's really that hard. You just die out of nowhere really easily, and it takes forever to reload. You just want to quit every time you die. But, yeah, so that's video game news.
That was video game reviews of the week.
There are not that many new video games coming out for a while.
No. You have Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Halo.
There's one coming out in a couple of years. I don't know what it was. I'm excited for it. Tell me. Stall as I look up.
Well, in the next episode of the podcast, we'll probably be talking about our review of Total Recall.
Cool. Wait, we've already seen that. Oh, yeah, we can't talk about it.
Yeah, we can't talk about it yet.
Yeah, that's
so we'll be talking about Total Recall. I don't really know what else is coming out, but we'll probably talk about some other movies that came out.
If anybody fact checks, we probably could talk about Total Recall, because there are many reviews up right now.
Well, ours is the...
I mean, like we recorded this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Darksiders 2 comes out.
Darksiders 2 comes out. That's kind of a nerdy game. Don't know what that is.
It's like Darksiders 1 was a pretty popular game.
That's pretty much all the movies that we'll probably be talking about. Total Recall. Talk about what else we did.
We're only talking about Total Recall.
Well, that's the only Recall. That's the only new opening movie.
Is there any indie movies
coming? No, not really.
We should see Step Up.
Yeah, we should see Step Up.
Oh, we haven't discussed our love for Channing Tatum yet on this podcast.
Nope.
But that's for a day when Channing Tatum has a movie out. I guess that's kind of year-end stuff. Magic Mike. That's probably one of your favorite movies of the year, right?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely really good.
Yeah. For those who haven't seen Magic Mike, the numbers were dropping off.
I feel like the podcast is officially just really trailing off now into random things.
It's trailing.
But we're talking about the most random things.
We're trying to find a natural conclusion to the podcast.
Yeah, we are. And we can't come up with one, so I think we're just going to end now. This has been the Insanity Cast, August 2nd, 2012.
If you
guys Tyler Hall, Matt Whiteside.
Email us questions
and
for next week.
We will see you next week.